All right. Just $1.
That's right.
But fuck you. One fuck you for you, Matt. Here you go.
Hello again. To reiterate, previous one. Momentum.
Get over here!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's scariest podcast.
Ooh.
My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy and Skylar, as always. What's up, guys?
Not a lot. I'm amped for the Halloween spooktacular.
We should have done this podcast in like a remote location. Just in a scary location.
One of us will be the paranoid person.
What the fuck is that? Did you guys hear that?
Oh my god, I think I just saw something move.
What was that sound? Did someone just snap or was that a sound? What was that?
Dude, every fucking ghost show. Like someone will be in another room and then they'll like hear their like trip over like a rock or something. Like, what the fuck was that?
Oh my god, was that me who kicked that stick?
What was that? Did you step on a stick or was that a specter coming to get us?
I didn't step on any stick.
I hope an apparition doesn't approach.
Whoa.
I'm so scared.
Do you guys remember the ghost show? It was called like Paranormal something. It was on Discovery Channel.
Paranormal Activity?
No, not the movie. It was a show on Discovery. It came out after Paranormal. But these people, they were like all goth and metal looking. But they would go to haunted places and purposely try and piss off ghosts.
Hey, you see this burial ground? I'm just going to dig it in right here. Right.
And then, they would find out facts about the ghost that's supposed to be there, and then they'd like one was like, your mother's a whore!
he apparently hated Irishmen, so we're going to go in there dressed up as leprechauns.
Take a whiz all over everything.
Just going to piss in this grave right here, see what happens. And that is a hand coming out of the earth, coming right for me. All right.
You get so they were the Steve Irwins of ghost hunting.
Oi, I'm going to jam my thumb up his ass.
Here's that ghost.
I watched Ghost Hunters like their first season. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then they got really just like way too into it. They used to be a couple guys that like ghost and paranormal things. They'd show up and try and look for ghosts and be like, yeah, it looks like you guys are a little haunted. Then, like, a couple seasons down the line, they've got, like, jackets and uniforms, yeah. And they're like, let's roll out. And they're rolling out in their SUVs. And they get out, and they're like, we're going to take down some ghosts. And they go in there, and
we're going to fucking hunt these guys down and capture one for science. Yeah, I like to think of them as the Mario Brothers of ghost hunting. There's two of them. They're both plumbers, and they hunt ghosts.
Yeah, I forgot they're plumbers.
Are they really plumbers?
I think they are. They're like post plumbers.
There's something like that. Like I remember there was one time when
they're probably not plumbers anymore because that show's still on.
Yeah. But like there was one time they were in the basement of some place and like someone's like, I keep getting a headache every time I go down, and I'm like, yeah, you actually have a carbon monoxide leak.
Yeah.
So
chances are that's that. Maybe you should get a little detector, or maybe I don't know, leave the house. Open a window.
Fantastic ghost. He's over there. He's like, oh, I got a fixture. Or he's working on a pipes, and the pipe's like, rrr. He's like, it's a ghost.
Oh, God.
Your house is haunted.
There's
lock
a ghost in this pipe
everything
right here.
Down.
Wouldn't that be fucked up if they kept going to houses and, like, every house, like, there's ghosts in these pipes, and they just fuck up the pipes. And then later they call him again. They're like, hey, I heard you guys were plumbers, too. I think the ghost messed up my pipe. I need you guys to come fix it. They're like, all right, but it'll cost you.
It's like his fucking just tools and like his screwdrivers and the fucking pipe.
I'm just kind of wondering, like, what's the connecting line between plumbing and ghost hunting? Like, I don't know.
I have ghost poop sometimes.
Yeah. Where just like
disappear.
It like spirals in, doesn't
it
even splash.
It goes down it goes down by itself, or like you think you did, but there's nothing there. But the cleanup's always a bitch.
Maybe that's how. Yeah, maybe that's how they got into it.
You got slimed.
Do you guys ever have a fear of like a snake coming up to the toilet and like just biting your ass or your junk?
The toilet down here in my basement, I have a fear of a spider being under the.
From that video? No.
Yeah, from that. Yeah,
yeah,
that,
those YouTube
that really,
videos.
Oh my
fuck
god.
Fuck that video. Yeah, after I saw that, I check all the toilets I go now. Even if it's in like
I'm worried about like a spider leg like touching my butt, and then I'm going to shoot up, and there's probably going to be some dookie that hits the wall, and I'm gonna be like, ugh, now I got to clean that up, and there actually wasn't anything in there.
Speaking of things that made me paranoid, One time, I watched this episode of ER when I was like 6 or 7. I don't know. I wasn't really watching it, but I was just in there while my mom was watching it. And there was like this doctor that went into a room, and there was like this psychopath behind the door. And then when they walked in the room, the guy snuck out from behind the door and just stabbed him in the back. For like 10 years after that, I always checked behind doors before I went into rooms.
So now?
Well, when I was 6, 10 years would be 16, so okay. I haven't done
I
it for about 5
10.
Years.
I don't know why where I got 10.
That's what I said, 10
Every
years.
Once in a while when
6
I'm
to
walking,
16.
I'm
I mean like 10 the age.
Oh, 10 the age, oh yeah.
Like slotted stairs.
Slotted stairs? Oh, from Saw?
No, like stairs that it's like step, little space that you can yeah. see between. I call them slotted stairs.
Oh, well, but, I mean, in a Saw movie, like something comes out. And one
there's
of
like
slotted
some
stairs,
spikes
yeah.
or something that
no,
shoots
no,
out.
No. I just have a fear from those slotted stairs that like
someone's gonna grab.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. So every once in a while, I'll still fucking book it up some stairs.
I have an irrational fear that someone's gonna try and rape me with a giant horse dildo. I've seen.
How'd you get that?
Is it Mr. Hands? Well,
I've seen a guy shove a horse dildo up his butt, and it concerns me that there's people in the world like this, and I'm worried that he's going to be aggressive and try to take someone down with that. And I'm worried that I'm going to be that target. He's going to walk into Panera with big old black horse dildo, and I'm going to scream, and he's just going to jam it right in my mouth while I'm screaming, and I'm probably going to die.
How'd he die?
Giant horse dildo.
Choked on a horse dildo.
Oh my god.
This is the worst horse dildo accident I've ever seen. And I've seen many.
I've been on the force for 20 years.
Some guy kills himself like after he sees it. It's like he had one day to retirement.
A dog doesn't want to go in the building. It's just like,
all right, let's get this started.
Yeah, that was a fucked up ending to that. All right, we're going to start off with gaming news. Let's do it. Hey, listen. Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. Here is gaming news.
You know our motto. We deliver.
First up, yes, Grand Theft Auto 5 announced.
Okay. I wasn't in on that one. Sorry, guys.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't know we were orchestrated. I missed the email.
Yeah.
Oh, I just do that when it's something after.
Pre-show planning right there. Hey, when we announce Grand Theft Auto 5, we're going to cut into an orchestra right there.
Did you get that from me or did you see it before me?
Got that email? From you.
Cool.
Yep. I didn't.
Yep. Oh, so this
oh,
is.
Oh, I just emailed it to him.
Okay.
This is from the Andy News Analysis League, or as we learned last week, anal.
Yeah. Because okay, I can't post shit like links on Facebook
Google
or Google
Plus.
From my phone, so I just emailed them links.
I see. So you're hiding them from me.
You can get in the email.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I can get in the email.
Okay. Do we have any specifics like release
no,
dates?
They just.
Well. This article from joystick.com assumes that it's going to be in a cheeky open world with a possibly former criminal trying to turn good.
I see.
That's the limb they're going out on here.
Wow. What a stretch for Grand Theft Auto. So is it going to be free roam?
Most likely. I mean, that's what I would assume.
What if it wasn't
I mean,
Grand
we don't
Theft
we don't we don't really have a precedent set yet in Grand Theft Auto, so I mean, who knows.
But I remember.
Do you think it's going to be bird's eye or over the shoulder?
Bird's eye.
Bird's eye?
No.
I'm hoping it comes back.
It's going to be.
And your honk button makes you burp and fart.
It's going to be over the shoulder.
Maybe they'll have a mini game. That'd be kind of cool. Like the arcade. What was it? Was it Grand Theft Auto Vice City or. No.
Four had mini games. Like
Donkey Kong 64.
San Andreas. Which one had a bunch of mini games? Like there was like a car shop that had like
San Andreas
five arcade cabinets in it.
I think San Andreas had.
All right. Yeah.
Donkey Kong 64, there was a special spot. I mean, it wasn't even really that hard to find where you could, if you approached it as Donkey Kong, you could pull a lever and then play the original Donkey Kong game.
You could like, do that in Animal Crossing.
Really?
Yeah, in Animal Crossing, you can get a little, you could play Donkey Kong, and there were a couple others you could play, weren't there? Like, could you play Punch-Out?
I think so. I don't know. I never really got too much into Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing was pretty sweet. That's a game I should stream.
I heard. Well, I guess not
for
heard,
like
but
3 months.
Yeah. I was like, there's a lot of time investment in that game.
No, what you could do though is you could always go into your GameCube settings and like set a day forward
yeah.
or hours forward.
There's a trophy on the new Batman game where 12 holidays you have to go visit. There's a criminal in the comic world called the Calendar Man.
The Calendar Man.
Well, no, he's a real villain.
Yeah, I know. That just sounds forced.
But
I'm coming up with a new villain. How about Calendar Man?
Every
Lamp
holiday,
Boy. Come
every
with
holiday,
me.
Every holiday, you got to visit him and he'll tell you a story or something. And then once you complete the 12 holidays throughout the year, you finally get the trophy.
Nice. That's
but,
pretty cool.
So I get to visit him tomorrow.
With 12 holidays, like Yom Kippur and Halloween.
I know Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Passover, New Year's,
Memorial Day,
New Year's, Valentine's,
Flag
St.
Day,
St. Patrick,
Boxing Day,
St. Patrick, and those are the other, like
Fourth of July.
Yeah, so.
America.
George Washington's birthday.
I think like
Martin Luther King
Jr. Labor Day and Memorial
Day. Arbor Day.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, all right.
Dia de los Muertos.
I love how it's just turned into Matt and I naming the most obscure holidays.
But November 2nd is Joystick. I think they said that's when the trailer is going to come out.
Yeah, I don't have it here in this article, but I remember reading another article that they Rockstar said they're nearly done with the game too.
Like they're good at that.
They're down to just putting in mini games and stuff
like that. Yeah, they're good at that. Nice. Like when they announce it, the game's not that far away.
Grand Theft Auto 5 coming out in 4 hours.
Tweeted. The one thing I'm not a big fan of when it comes to like free roam games, like Assassin's Creed did this, and so did Grand Theft Auto, is where it's like collect these things and there's like 500 pigeons or like 30
oh my
hazards.
God I shot all the pigeons.
I hate when they do that. Like why it's annoying.
Like, I mean, I grant it, yeah, it gives it play like extra play time, but yeah, I find that really fucking annoying. And I
20 like
it.
20 pigeons would be extra play time. 300 is just ridiculous. It's just for people that want to like brag about it. By the way, I got them all, so
yeah, I got that.
I'm a pretty good player.
Rockstar, put in like 50. I'd be happy.
I got the achievement, so I mean, that am I cool yet?
But I'm hoping it's a nice, like, because I remember when 4 came out, I thought that game was beautiful looking.
It was. It was kind of, it could have used a little bit more color, but.
Yeah. Well, I think that was like the grayness of just Empire City or whatever. What the hell was the name
Liberty
of that game?
City?
Liberty City. Yeah. Empire City's from Infamous.
Which also had those stupid collectibles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the carrier pigeons or the satellites, but
there was
a way to get them.
The second one made it a lot easier to find them all.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I liked in Gears how you could pick up, like, dog tags and stuff.
Yeah.
There'd be, like, 2 emissions. So
yeah.
You just have to find 2.
Yeah,
I believe
nice.
You mean Metal Gear Solid.
You can do
they
that.
They all.
Oh, yeah, no, it's they're cog tags.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in the shape of cogs.
Okay, well then, yeah, that's Gears of War.
And then you could also pick up, like, pieces of a diary, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember the diary from the second.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Dear diary, today I had my first period. I'm like, wait, I don't want this.
There's blood on it.
Gross.
Giggity. Giggity.
All right, a Wii U finished version will premiere at E3 2012.
God damn. E3's July?
June. Early June.
Just like, I hope against hope that they're going to change that name, but they never will.
No.
It's going to say that.
I still really liked The Revolution.
Yeah, that was a great title.
Yeah. And for what it did, like the motion gaming, it was a great title, like The
Which
Revolution.
Didn't they like call it like the Wii Cafe for a little bit too or something like that? Or I heard.
I thought they were talking about like kind of like an online verse called Wii Cafe.
Okay. It might be like the equivalent to like My Home at on a PS3. Or, yeah,
they're relaunching that in November. Like
I wasn't a fan of it.
Yeah.
Beta though for like ever, so I just
got out. 2 or 3 years.
PlayStation Home presented by Google. Beta forever. Beta hell for years.
No, beta it's more beta purgatory.
Like 5 years, 6 years?
Something like that. It was like at least 4 years or something like
Google
that.
Google Plus was in beta for only like a year.
I think Google.com's still beta. Their search engine's still in beta.
They do some neat stuff.
Anyways,
right, we're getting off track.
Rolling right along. Moving right along, dude.
Yeah. So who said that it was finished?
JoystickDivision.com.
Okay, like no, like developer? Or?
I can't find a specific one, but it's just kind of...
We'll say EA. They seem to have everything.
EA does seem to know a lot about the Wii U.
Yeah. That's because they probably have like 19 games. Yeah. 3 versions of Tiger Woods Golf.
in each different version, you have a different caddy who's one of his whores. We got the Perkins waitress, the porn star.
Oh, my God.
All right, DC Universe Online goes free to play next week.
Is that for the PlayStation 2?
That is for PC.
Damn. DC Universe. Give it a try.
So it goes free to play, actually, November 1st, 2011. So this Tuesday from this recording on October 30th, 2011.
I'll be playing Uncharted.
Yeah, I'm just tunnel vision, right, for Skyrim. That's all I got.
You guys still want to do Guild Wars 2 when it comes out?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll.
I think.
When does it come out?
Someone said summer.
Summer?
Oh, or, okay. Like, very late spring.
Summer's not bad.
Yeah.
Summer, you can actually go out and do things. In the winter, you can't.
Yeah.
But also, nothing else comes out in summer, so you'll be able to have the money to actually buy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's or not like there's 12 games coming out in 3 hours.
They should these huge fucking games in January, because it's like the coldest fucking month of the year. And no one goes out, so then you can just stay in it.
Yeah, that's why, well, at least with the holiday rush, if you only buy one game, you can buy like another one in like January, that February.
So one thing I realize is if I go to my apartment and the power somehow goes out for some mysterious reason... I'm screwed. I'm going to sit at home, and I'm going to sit perfectly still and look at my TV. I got nothing else to do.
You can imagine. Just
All my chairs are pointed right towards my TV. I just have game systems. I don't own a book. I don't own a single book outside of, like, maybe a Game Informer that I have laying around.
But even then, you need power to read.
Yeah, I
need some light.
I need, like, a fucking candle or something.
You got your DS.
I do. But until, you know, that runs out, that thing has like an 8-hour battery life. So.
All right.
Battlefield 3 has shipped 10 million copies in their first week.
I saw that. Good for them.
Yep. By comparison, Battlefield Bad Company 2 only sold 11 million copies, period.
Well, they hyped the shit.
They did hype the shit out of
it. And also, I think the Frostbite 2 looking as pretty as it did helped.
Yeah, Bad Company 2 was more like... People that played Bad Company or were already Battlefield fans were like, Bad Company 2 is going to be sweet. But they didn't really pull in a lot of people from outside. Battlefield 3, they had a big campaign going.
Didn't Bad Company 2 come out when Modern Warfare came out, or was that Black Ops?
No, Bad Company 2 came out like in March.
I want to say it was the spring
summer.
Before, yeah.
Yeah.
Which one, Black Ops or Modern Warfare 2?
Battlefield 2
Bad
came
Company,
out.
Bad
yeah,
Company 2.
Bad Company, yeah, sorry. Battlefield Bad Company 2 came out like the spring before.
But which one? Modern Warfare 2 or Black Ops?
I think it was Black Ops.
Yeah,
Black Ops. Because I know the hype machine around Modern Warfare 2 was insane.
Oh, yeah, it was before Black Ops. It came out in North America March 2nd, 2010.
All right, so they were well into the Black Ops.
Yeah, it was like over 6 months before Black Ops came out after that.
All right, cool.
And it was after Modern Warfare, so it kind of got in between.
Now, is it Modern Warfare that has the whole Time Magazine poster thing that I keep seeing everywhere, or is that Battlefield?
What?
God,
what
I don't know. I would assume it'd be Modern Warfare.
Yeah,
because there's
Activision puts millions into their advertising.
There was a poster that you could get at GameStop if you pre-ordered it early enough, and like they only had a few. Like,
yeah, Modern Warfare 3 fakes the cover of Time Magazine.
There you go, Modern Warfare 3. It's a really cool looking.
It is really
cover,
cool looking.
So yeah.
It just says world stands on the brink and shows, like, you know, kind of wrecked. I think that's New York City.
I want to say it's like Times Square or something.
That's cool.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
The only downside I can see to this game is it's not the original Infinity Ward team anymore.
Yeah,
the creative force behind it left.
Yeah, I forgot what them and Infinity Ward kind of came to some sort of disagreement. Like, that was an ugly breakup,
was like,
wasn't
money.
It? Yeah.
Like, Activision was withholding money from, like... it was like if Modern Warfare 2 did so well, they got, like, bonuses or something, and it, like, doubly exceeded that, and then Activision, like, held out or something.
Mm.
Buttholes.
But yeah, like, the creative team behind Modern Warfare is, like, left, so that's why I'm like... But who knows? Who knows? It'll probably sell, like, fucking hotcakes, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, my next story here is kind of like a list. It is 10 mind-boggling poor levels in good games.
Well, hold on. Read that title.
10 mind-boggling poor levels in good games.
In good games.
Yeah. I don't usually like to do a lot of lists because they're kind of boring. But I think either you guys will relate to some of these, and I do have a story about a couple of these. So.
All right. Before you get to number one, read 1 through or 10 through 2. And well, I want to take a stab at 1.
Okay. First up is the chemical plant zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
That was really fucking hard.
By the way, this is from GamingBolt.com if you want to go check it out. They have videos and stuff, too.
I'll agree with them on that.
Yeah. After that is Serena Beach from Super Mario Sunshine.
Isn't that the whole area? The main area?
I don't think so.
I never played Sunshine.
Yeah, I never. I watched my friend Tyler play it sometimes, but
it just seemed really weird.
Next up, I agree with this one: The Library from Halo Combat Evolved.
Yeah,
never played it.
Was that was like the one where it all looked the same? The
yeah,
textures?
It was all the same. After that is Shadow Temple from Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Hey, you better hope you have enough magic. Because the Eye of Truth is not going to really help you.
Yeah, I've never played that, but
yeah,
your reaction
you have
paints
to have
a picture.
The Eye of Truth, and then that...
The Eye of Truth?
Truth.
Truth.
Yep. Truth.
And
it's
it...
it's like a black...
And then you got to go north.
You have to... Like, it decreases your magic slow... Or not really slowly. It's a pretty rapid pace. But you have to... find out which way you have to go, going off of what the Eye of Truth is showing you, because it'll look through walls that aren't real, whatever. And basically, if you run out of magic, you're screwed. You have to somehow stumble your way back out and then get, like, some magic potions.
Have you guys ever tried to go through the caves in Pokemon without Flash?
Hold that thought. Right, the next one is Rock Tunnel.
There we go.
From Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, Fire Red, Leaf Green. I played that today, actually. I streamed that today. Went through Rock Tunnel. But I had Flash. But yeah, I have tried going through those without Flash, and it's the most fucking tedious thing in the world. Yeah.
I looked up a walkthrough, and it was just a series of numbers and directions. And I totally did it. And I was proud of myself.
Totally do.
Lucky for me, I caught myself on... A Voltorb, right before I went to Rock Tunnel, evolved it to Electrode, taught it Flash.
Score! You can't teach Flash to Voltorb, or...?
No, I can, but I just happened to evolve it to Electrode before I taught it Flash.
Okay, cool. Got it.
Yeah. Alright, what are we on, number 5 now?
Yep, it's Iraq from Splinter Cell Conviction. Yeah, I never played Splinter. Yeah. After that is The Devil Went Down to Georgia on Hard from Guitar Hero 3.
Right.
Their reasoning
like it's
is
on
that
hard?
Their reasoning was that the skill jump from medium to hard was so insane that it was just it was boring playing because it was just so hard to beat.
Oh, all
right. After that is The Nightmare from Max Payne, then Seth from Street Fighter 4, and now we're up to number 1. What do you think number 1 is?
Is it like this gen, like an Xbox PS3 one? Give me the console.
All right, so
or generation.
Xbox PS3 is Xbox 360 PS3. That's kind of what you're guessing in the generation.
No,
just take a guess.
Fuck, I don't.
Just Xbox 3. To that, I give you.
All
right,
so
you're right. You're right in the gen. Yeah.
Is it from Devil May Cry? I'll guess one more. Metal Gear Solid. All right.
It is the level Cortana from Halo 3.
I played it.
And that level was pretty boring. It really wasn't that special.
Was it another one of reused textures?
Yeah, it was. The significant part of the game, though, when you find Cortana, that was pretty cool. But the level itself was just like, man. All right, going to get Cortana.
Running through open fields.
Dumb bitch got herself caught again. Got to go fight, you know, got to get past Gravemind here. Gravemind is, I am all that will be.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he rhyme or something?
I don't think Gravemind rhymes.
Dude, the part in Halo 3 that blew my mind was that Scarab battle.
Yeah, the Scarab battles are pretty sweet.
That was cool.
Yeah, Scarab battles
are
awesome.
The sheer, like, size of everything.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I got the Scarab gun in Halo 2.
I never did that. I really want to do that still.
And I found the giant soccer ball.
Oh, I want to do that too. In Halo 3, though, you're able to create the giant soccer ball in Forge, so.
Nice.
Lame. I say lame to that, sir,
that you can just make it. Let's go on.
Yeah, but you could also get, like, a putter and a golf ball and, like, just do ridiculous things.
Like a golf ball and a putter as a weapon?
You could use the putter, like, it depended on the physics sometimes because you can kind of change the physics. Normally, if you hit the golf ball with the putter acted like, what was it called, the gravity hammer? Oh. So, you know, acted like that. In normal physics, if the golf ball hit you, it kind of hurt you a little bit. But if you took down the damage, you could do it so that you could hit the golf ball, it'd fly across the map, and then hit someone in the head and kill them.
Nice.
It was pretty sweet.
It's Sounds pretty intense.
It was. Like camping. Intense. Get it?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
How many times have you used that?
Wait.
I think twice.
Wait. That's a fucking pun.
Five of them. Five.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
All right.
I didn't say knock, knock joke.
All right. Just $1.
That's right.
But fuck you. One fuck you for you, Matt. Here you go.
What's your currency down here in Matt's basement? Fuck yous.
What's the conversion rate from one fuck you to $1?
Is it, I think it's at like 78 you. Cents.
78 cents?
78 cents to the dollar.
Nice.
It's a middle finger.
How much is one middle finger? Well, that's 38 cents.
All right.
All right, and so that'll do it for gaming news.
Sweet.
Yep, and so now we're going to go into our Skyrim job.
Yeah. I love this plug.
Play it.
It's time to draw your weapon and venture into the unknown. This is Skyrim Job.
Digging it?
On 3D Combo!
All right, so this week on Skyrim Job, we're going to mention some changes from Oblivion to Skyrim and things we want to see, things we want to see come back, and just overall what we like. Skyler, do you want to take it away? I know you have a few.
One thing that I would like, there's one character that a lot of people know about on in the Elder Scrolls series. It's called Mayeek the Liar. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him.
No.
Okay. He has the ability to travel three times as fast as any other character can, and can turn himself totally invisible. Or I might be thinking of someone else. But anyway, he can run really fast, and then if you catch up to him and talk to him, he tells you stuff about, he will tell you puns about real-world situations.
He tells you about puns?
Yeah.
Puns of real-world situations?
Yep.
I wonder how many dollars that guy has spent.
Wait,
just keep talking to him.
real-world as in real-world and Elder Scrolls or our world?
Like our world. He'll talk about the forums. There's one time when he's like, have you heard any good fables lately? Because I haven't.
Oh, zing.
Yeah, and then he was why would people want to, I've heard about someone trying to fly or something, and that was there was a bunch of people who were upset because you didn't get the levitate spell in Oblivion that you did in Morrowind. So there was he constantly references the forums.
Nice.
I really hope he passes on into...
Passes on as in dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be pretty sweet.
I mean, I like just that's how the game developers kind of take a crack at everyone who's bitching on the forums.
The one thing that when I finally get it, but I think is a vast improvement is voice actors.
Oh yeah, they went from 7 to yeah. I think 50 something, right?
Yeah, something
and
like
also,
that. We mentioned
and also,
this one time.
Facial. Not every guy looks the same.
Yeah.
I love how you could have maybe six different faces.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm going to get this one out of the way because it's kind of the obvious one. But the thing that I like that they didn't do in Oblivion that they are going to do in Skyrim is dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Dragons are going to be sweet. And the thing is, the dragons are supposed to be random encounters, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that
they're unscripted.
And then you can't get rid of the dragons. They're kind of like the Oblivion gates.
Yeah.
There was always Oblivion Gates. You would always kind of stumble upon them.
Well, the Oblivion Gates, they'd stop appearing if you finished the main quest, which no one ever did.
That's the thing, though. I finished the main quest, and I swear I still found Oblivion Gates.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
I could be wrong. I mean, it's been a while since I played Oblivion, but I was almost positive that I found them.
And there is one dragon in Oblivion, and it pissed everyone off that that was the only dragon. And it's once you finish the main quest... the guy you were helping out turned into a giant dragon, and then it fought, the main bad guy, and you're like, what the fuck? I'm fighting the main bad guy.
Yeah, it didn't really do anything. It was just kind of this dragon that kind of sandbagged the end of your quest.
And then
yes, I'm finally going to achieve my goal. I'm going to destroy the bad guy. What the fuck, dragon?
I'm the one who worked at this. I got the sigil stones, 100% chameleon, and now I'm invincible. What I was really happy... that they kind of included in this is the dual wielding.
I think yes.
That's really intense.
Yeah, I can't wait to dual wield two SMGs.
Oh, yeah. I think the Needler's coming back in Oblivion.
All right.
Well, I mean, if it's anything like Halo 3, you can't dual wield Needlers.
Yeah.
They were too strong.
Because they're awesome.
They were awesome. Needler was fucking cool.
The Needler was my favorite weapon, and everyone thought I was gay. Like, or, you know, not really homosexual, but they thought I was stupid because I loved dual wielding it.
Oh my god, gay!
And I would make them make the needles explode in people, and everyone was really upset about it.
That's even gayer!
Thank you. Thank you for the double hit.
Yep, you're welcome.
I wanted to give you the setup for it.
Yeah, teed me up for that one. Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you guys have played Fallout 3, right?
Yeah.
All right. In Fallout 3, also made by same guys who are making Skyrim, they included children.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a huge complaint in Oblivion and Morrowind that they didn't include kids. And one of the things that Maik the Liar said was, like, kids ruin all the fun.
Yeah.
And that was because they didn't want to make kids, because then you'd be able to kill kids to make it to still keep it realistic. And
that's not cool.
Yeah, not okay.
Yeah.
But so what they did was they just made the kids invincible, which kind of defeats the purpose of making the game realistic with children in the first place.
Yeah.
So I'm not a huge fan of that. I like to be able to kill an entire population in a town.
Yeah, well, I think what they could do is, like, storyline-wise, just say that the world that Skyrim is in has amazing contraceptives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're born without no ovaries.
There you go. Fallout, I successfully killed every single person in Megaton, town.
Without blowing
except,
it up?
Except, yeah, I didn't blow it up. I just killed everyone. I went in there with, like, the best armor, like, three sets of it, and then, like, a bunch of guns. And I killed every single one of them except for those two fucking kids that I couldn't kill. There was one girl that I orphaned and one guy that I orphaned. And then I became the sheriff and mayor of Megaton.
And their parent.
And they were my children. Because when you kill a guy, you get everything he owns. That's what happens in post-apocalyptia.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I noticed that I kind of want to try out is you're going to have the option to have no HUD.
Oh yeah. I saw that in the demo videos. Like, they turned it off a few times just so they could, mm-hmm. like, you could really take in, like, the...
That'll be nifty for, yeah, like scenic views.
And there's regenerating health, right? I think I heard something about that.
You might be right. I'm not sure.
That'd go just against, like, the RPG element.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Oblivion, they didn't have it, and then it was just really annoying because you'd either had to, like, haul out a bunch of... health potions, or learn really good health
maybe
spells.
Maybe it's like a mode you can turn on?
Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
know.
Maybe it's like easy mode.
Yeah. Or New Vegas had hardcore mode.
Mm-hmm.
Or your health never regenerated.
Well, it didn't, but like you had
You could never take anything. You had to find a doctor, and there were no doctors.
There's like, one in the whole world.
And you killed him, because he was in Megaton.
Or like in the Walking Dead. Yeah. You can find one person that can help you, but it turns out he's a veterinarian.
Yeah. God damn, that show's good.
Dude, it's on like great. It's on like right now.
You know what? I just finished the first season, and now I know that there's a veterinarian.
Thanks, oh, lordy.
That doesn't ruin
I know. There's so much that happens in every single episode. Anyway, back to Skyrim.
What I like is that they're going to have weaponsmithing.
Oh, no
way. You're going to be able to forge your own weapons out of metal.
This guy.
Nice. We're going to get so lost in it, yeah. There's going to be like 3 weeks when there's not going to be a three-hit combo, I think.
Skylar, you should not shave your beard for the whole time.
Oh, yes.
Game.
It's going to be No Shave November. I'm not going to do it anyway.
You should not shave your beard until you finish the main story.
Ooh.
Ouch. Oh, man. That's going to be a year and a half.
Yeah. We're gonna be like, ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Father Time.
you're going to hear that.
Yeah. Just scratching on the microphone.
Your beard gets stuck, like, wrapped up in the cord and the twisty ties. You're just like, ah!
I guess I'm living here now, Matt.
You bring him down like chips and burritos.
I have to feed him soup.
Bring me my PS3. Yeah, that's going to be...
You're stuck in my basement with an Xbox. Yeah.
I want to play a game.
That's going to be a rough...
360 has no game.
That's going to be a rough challenge, but you know what? Challenge accepted. All right, I'll take it.
Or if you don't want to do it visibly, you can't shave your pubes.
Yikes.
No manscaping.
Yeah, no manscaping until you can finish the main quest. I'll even tell Erica that myself.
All right. I'll go with the face one just so
I'm
going to
get her a machete for Christmas.
What?
I'm going to get her a machete for Christmas. Because you need to hack her way through.
We should take a picture every podcast when you don't.
Of my pubes?
No, of your face. Because you said you were going to shave your face.
That's what I thought, too. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well, I'm going to shave it tomorrow because No Shave November starts on the 1st. Right. And then that's when I'm going to start not shaving. And then on the 11th or the night of the 10th, it's just I'll continue that not shaving.
No, it's not Not Shave November anymore. It's No Shave Skyrim.
Yeah. Yeah. Shaveless Skyrim. There we go. Alliteration there.
Or
not really.
Just let your body. Let your body.
Well,
go
I
to
mean,
hell,
they both start with
Skyrim.
An S, but it's two different noises.
Let your body go to shit, Skyrim. I grew sea cups. What the fuck?
Soundboard.
There you go. We haven't had good soundboard material in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. We've all been kind of on our A games here, watching out, not saying anything.
Everyone's just looking around, shifty eyed.
Who's gonna say it? Who's gonna fucking say it?
Who's gonna fucking do it? You do it.
It's fucking you.
Also, the other thing I want to see, which I know they're going to have in there, but I can't wait to actually experience it, is the constellation menu thing.
Oh, yeah. I hear that. Like, I've seen screenshots of it, and it looks so pretty.
What? Mm-hmm.
Instead of the menu being, like, hard scrolls, like what they had last game, yeah. They're going to have constellations. Where, like, your build paths kind of build, like, a tree in the constellations.
Oh, okay.
With like your skills and everything.
Wouldn't
that
be fucked up if one of the constellations was just like a big wiener?
like once you finished it was just like a really graphic phallic constellation.
I finished my speed. Oh.
Oh my god.
Like halfway through you're like, man, it looks like a dick. You're like, nah, it's not gonna be one.
Yeah. I finished my conjurate. Oh man. And then, like they're all like giant penises.
The developer's like, I can't wait till they finish the constellation. They're gonna be in for a hoot.
Yeah, I bet you finished Illusion. I bet you did.
And they're going to start getting hate mail, and they're just going to be laughing like,
they totally did it.
We got them good.
One of the achievements is just like, good job, fag.
You are fags. Did you have that drop?
Yeah, I was looking for it right now. I might not have it anymore, though.
Soundboard of 1,000.
Congratulations! You are...
Nice.
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, like I can understand why they're not going to include the hop toad spells and the levitation spells that were in Morrowind.
Doesn't seem like there's going to be any mysticism spells.
Which one's mysticism again? Like, what does that one do?
Wasn't that like? No, that was illusion. What the fuck? Was
I know.
Mysticism?
Anytime I think of like a mysticism spell, I'm like, no,
always like illusion, like.
Like, I mean, there's, like, charm, or I think that might be, like, the feather spells and the burden spells, like, those kind of ones.
Yeah, that could be it.
I know light was illusion.
Yeah, I have some other things that here that I can mention. Is there's going to be dynamic shadows. Ooh!
From your character?
Yeah. So
that's going to be awesome.
So when the light changes, your shadows doesn't stay just static where it is.
Yeah. When you jump and you look down, you don't actually have a shadow. Awesome.
Water flows. That's trees and branches move independently with the wind.
That this game sounds really pretty.
Snow dynamic. Snow falls dynamically, so it doesn't just kind of fall. It's not just a big blanket of snow. It kind of falls.
I love just like
games good weather effects.
They all, you know, the snow just falls. Like you look up, there's a giant white sheet, and then boom.
You can run backwards as fast as you can run forward.
Oh hey,
could you do that in the old games?
I don't think so. You always kind of ran backwards a little slower.
Oh, yeah.
But that's kind of true with... That's kind of realistic, though. Can you really run backwards as fast as you can forward?
Yes.
Most people try and they fall.
I hope you can trip over stuff if you walk back. If you run backwards.
They should just open, like, as soon as you, like... You know how in Oblivion, like, you had to go through the prison and then you got out and it turned white and then it was like, oh, look at the landscape. They should just have... It should open and then just... I can show you the world.
You look down and you see like little people. They look like ants. You're like, what the fuck? And you look next to you, it's Aladdin. You're like, what the hell is this?
Smiling, shimmering splendor.
Also, the last thing I want to mention is apparently you can have beards.
Good.
You'll be able to have a beard.
You could do that in Oblivion, but it was actually more like you had a skin disease on your chin. I'm not sure if anyone messed with the dials that much, but like...
And did you burn your face?
You could change it so like there was a mustache and a beard dial, And basically what it did was it just turned that area of your skin darker.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't actually add hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it just looked like you had a skin disease.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I have a mustache. No, you have cancer. I think you have a malignant tumor.
All right, so that'll do it for Skyrim Job for this week. We'll have, what, one more build up and then a review the next week.
Oh, we're reviewing it? Damn. I may not be here. I think I'm coming down with something.
You're going to be the only one that can review it because you're getting it on launch night. So
yeah.
And the thing is, it comes out like early on a Friday, so you're going to need to play the shit out of it to get a good review on Sunday.
Well, I mean, the only thing I'm going to be doing is like, guys, oh my God. Seriously, guys. Oh my God. Oh my God, guys. You guys. Oh my God.
He's not even going to be here. We're just going to call him on Skype and we're going to be like, Skyler, how you doing? That's really good. It's like, Skyler, you all right?
It's okay. I fucking casted that spell. Oh my God.
Hold on, guys. I got to fight a dragon. he's like catatonic. He's just playing like.
The TV's off. I know I'm playing from memory.
I'm playing from memory.
Or you're like, I have the force. You just shut it off and you're like, let's do this.
Anytime the controller vibrates, you're like, oh my God, I'm dying.
All right.
Run away. I don't think I'm making it that far. This is it for me.
I thought we'd knock on the Skyler. Erica tries to get you. Skyler.
I've got the machete. All
right, I bought some lingerie. Sky.
All right. It's time for news.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. First up, a man claims a prostitute turned into a donkey overnight.
Wow.
What the fuck?
A Zimbabwe man claims his prostitute that he bought for $20 turned into a donkey overnight.
Wow, $20.
The man's name is Sunday Moyo.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. He's been charged with bestiality in a court in Zvishvane.
Is he related to Friday from Robinson Crusoe?
I'm going to doubt it.
Okay.
Is that a pun? Is that a pun?
Is it? I don't know. I just thought it was a reference because the guy's name is Friday.
You used it in a questioning manner, so I'll let it go.
I just think it was a reference.
All right.
Yeah. I'll let it go. That might be 50 cents.
Damn it.
All right.
Cab money home.
Cab money for 50 cents?
Yeah, I can get
my cabbie turned into a donkey overnight. I only bought him for 50 cents. Anyway, he said he procured this services from the hooker from a nightclub, and then the hooker turned into a donkey. While he was having sex with said hooker, he was caught by the police who said, I didn't realize I was having sex with the donkey. I thought it was still the hooker.
So this
technically, it would be the hooker the entire time. Just now it's a donkey.
Mm.
Is it a donkey dressed up like a hooker?
No, just a donkey.
What? Was there hooker clothes anywhere?
Nope, just a donkey.
Is this guy, I'm like... You know, he was just trying to get away with bestiality. I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Goddamn furries.
He will be in custody until October 27th, so he's already out of custody, but he has been ordered to undergo psychiatric tests.
Everything he sees is a donkey. They're showing him the Rorschach test. Yes. Donkey.
Man. What kind of sound do donkeys make?
All right.
A teen has died after smoking synthetic pot.
Was it oregano?
No. First of all, he's a 13-year-old. He became ill after smoking synthetic marijuana. He had a double lung transplant from it.
Wait, he had to get a double lung transplant from smoking the synthetic marijuana?
Apparently it was not a cheeseburger, and he shouldn't have just eaten it.
He had to get a double lung transplant, and then he was taking drugs that keep your body from rejecting the new organ.
All right.
Well, those weakened his immune system, and then an infection killed him.
Holy shit.
First of all the fake marijuana out there, from what I hear, is not very good. Like...
Oh, is this stuff like K2?
Like K2
is that what they're calling
spice
it?
And stuff like that.
All right, never mind. I thought like synthetic marijuana was something else.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like
plastic.
You know, it wasn't like fake marijuana.
Like
it was
a plastic marijuana
like a
plant.
Yeah.
All right, so like K2 and that other shit. All right, got it.
Now, I don't doubt that those things probably aren't the best for you because they're
Aren't they like synthetic. Watered down with like paint thinner or something?
I mean, it looks like potpourri. It looks like potpourri. There we go. Yeah.
But
potpourri.
Now the governor of
is this in America, by the way?
Yeah, the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett, signed a new law outlawing substances as the synthetic marijuana. But here is what they said. Let's see if I can find it here. This is like one paragraph long and I can't find it. Okay, there it is. The boy smoked the fake marijuana out of a plastic candy dispenser.
That would fucking do it.
And suffered chemical burns to both lungs.
That would fucking do it.
So they outlaw the synthetic marijuana, which is probably crappy anyway. It probably sucks.
It is really bad for you.
But I would think what did it to his lungs is probably smoking plastic.
A little bit of both. They hurt. I'll tried K2. I really did not like it.
This is an intervention, Andy. All
right. Yep. These episodes have just been an elaborate setup.
Yeah, this has all been just one big, long, elaborate setup. My
whole family walks through the door like, hey.
No, they don't actually care enough. It's just us.
Yeah, it's just us.
The three-hit combo intervention. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We should go intervene people's lives as a three-hit combo.
Christmas special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good Christmas special.
That's an idea we should do for the thing that's in beta. It's in beta.
Oh, that's
wait.
Nice
betas get bugs out. I thought alpha's like development though.
Okay, it's an alpha.
So it's an alpha.
Beta's when I'm editing.
It could be pre-beta.
Okay, that's a nice
buzz,
idea.
Buzz, like buzz, that. Buzz,
right. Buzz, right. Buzzing about it.
Buzz.
All right.
87-year-old man was caught with 104 bricks of cocaine.
Wow. And then he said, this isn't my sleeping bag.
No way.
Leo Sharp was pulled over about a mile west of Chelsea, Michigan by state police for improper lane use and following too closely. During the stop, the trooper asked for permission to search the truck. Sharp declined, as most people would. Police fucking wreck your shit when they search. They'll tear up carpet and shit like that. So the police said, okay, we're just going to get a drug dog out here. I don't know why you get a drug dog for an 87-year-old man, but hell, I guess they did it. The drug dog caught...
For this exact reason.
Yeah, well, yeah, see, I guess that's the reason. If I were a cop, this is probably why I'd make a shitty cop, I would be like, 87-year-old man, following too closely in improper lane use, he's just old, you know?
He's probably not dealing drugs and or a mule.
Or he was driving like a really non...
So he was driving a U-Haul. They're wondering why he's driving this U-Haul.
Yeah, like a car.
No one moves to Michigan. Everyone's moving out.
Like, maybe that's why Nebraska beat Michigan.
Michigan State.
Still, it's because no one goes there. Everyone's leaving.
Everyone's like just bricks of cocaine.
It's cocaine. The Mexico of
America.
The Midwest. Yeah. Mexico of the Midwest. Anyway, the bricks total up to $2.9 million.
Dude.
He's been charged with conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute cocaine.
Dude.
That's a lot of coke.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Sorry, I want to sound a little bit more hate. We'll fix it in post.
Okay.
That's a lot of blow. There you go.
A giant Lego man has washed up on a Florida beach.
Oh, I saw a picture of this on Dig.
It's like how giant?
It's
8 feet tall and weighs 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it from... Have they figured out? Because isn't Legoland like by the water? I thought Legoland was by water.
This apparently was made by a Dutch artist.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
How did it end up in the water?
It doesn't really say how it got in the water.
We always ask you
the
worst questions,
Matt. I know, but the thing is, the story just kind of mentions how it got there, and then it kind of just mentions who the person is, like he's an artist and shit like that.
Maybe he did it for our purposes. He's like, Lego guy in the water, go.
But it said on the front of the Lego man, the shirt said, no real than you are.
That's deep.
That's deep.
Coming from Legos.
Yeah.
I fucking hate stepping on those guys. I
wonder if you could pop his head off, put him on a different body.
You pop his head off, there's like anthrax in it. The Dutch are here! Damn it!
104 bricks of cocaine.
It's the Dutch's Trojan horse.
Oh my God. We have to alert somebody.
They've been lulling everyone into a false sense of security.
Do you have the clip of...
I stumbled through that.
...of Shake going, alert the internet!
No, I should get that.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. All right. There we go. Future use.
All right. I accidentally skipped a story. That's okay. It fits better here. It's like I accidentally fell into being better.
Good. I love doing that.
Yeah. All right. Anonymous.
What are they doing?
Threatening a Mexican drug cartel.
Well, hey, at least they're doing something good.
Like, how are they threatening it? Like, we're going to shut down your website?
Well, here's what they're doing. This says they're going head-to-head with one of the most dangerous criminal organizations in the world, the Mexican cartel Los Zetas.
Wow, I've heard about them.
The hacktivist group has threatened to reveal names.
Ooh.
And it's also making good on its threats.
Ooh, now,
this is from thenextweb.com if you want to read this article, but Anonymous.
Actually, you should have a happy sound for this.
Yeah, I know.
They're doing good.
Let's see, what do I got here? Fill some time while I look for a clip.
But this is surprising for them actually doing, like, I guess using their powers for good.
They've done it before. Like, I mean,
didn't they do it
in like somewhere in the Middle East?
Yeah, they did. Israel. Well, I mean, they shut down like the government's websites and all that.
I think it was Muammar Gaddafi that they helped out, or they like helped overthrow one of the dictators.
This is interesting. That's a drug cartel, especially the big one.
Yeah, the Los Zetas are like really violent and really huge. Like, it's like they're the McDonald's of drug carteling.
All right, wow. I got a clip now.
Okay.
All right, Anonymous.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, the campaign started against the cartel was a response to an alleged kidnapping of one of the group's members in the city of Veracruz.
Oh, shit.
Now, if a video published on YouTube several weeks ago is to be believed, in the video, a man wearing a Guy Fawkes mask explicitly threatens the cartel. If the hostage is not released, the voice says, we will publicly name and shame policemen, officials, taxi drivers, and journalists we believe are linked to the cartel.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Now, they've already gotten onto a politician's website. That politician is
Ron Paul.
Gustavo Rosario.
Ron Jeremy.
Damn it.
They changed his website. They completely just gutted his website. And when you went to his website, it says Gustavo Rosario S. Zeta, as in is Zeta, saying he's part of the Zeta cartel.
Ooh.
Wow.
And so they are making good on their promises by exposing people that are members of the cartel.
I'm glad they're like starting at the top. Like, we know taxi drivers and policemen. Nope, politicians. Boop.
Man.
And so unless they release the hostage, they will release names of everybody they believe to be linked to the cartel.
Good for them. Good for you, Anonymous. Good for you.
Shit, I wasn't
golf
ready.
Clap for Anonymous, guys.
Good job, guys.
We all ended that at the exact same time. Good job.
Skills. Yeah. 3-hit combo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the last story we have is kind of a video, so I'm just going to post on Facebook. But basically, parking meters. Have you guys have any bad experience with parking meters? Have you ever been past the meter time?
Someone I know has an unpaid parking ticket.
And maybe a warrant out for his arrest because of that.
Yep. In a different county than he lives in. Oops.
I've never... I'm always pretty good about it because I don't want to have to deal with the fucking ticket.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with it either. But
I have like 3 unpaid ones from UNO, though.
Really?
Like I parked and it went over, or I parked in a bad spot.
Well, I don't think UNO can actually give out like tickets.
They can hold something back. They can't hold my grades because that's illegal, but they can hold something back.
Can they hold back your diploma?
That'd be fucked up.
So you can't get the actual diploma?
Like, first was on my old Chrysler. That's gone now.
Yeah.
Second one was on my black Honda, but I never had plates. I didn't have plates yet. And then the second one was...
So they just ticketed you on the honor system for that one. Like,
and then,
this guy doesn't have any plates.
This looks like Andy.
And then the other one, they wrote down the completely wrong license plate number. So I was like, fuck it.
Maybe someone just like took their parking ticket and they put it on your car.
No, it had black... It's like,
fuck this.
It had black Honda Accord.
Okay.
4-door, but completely wrong license plates.
Like, just not even close.
It had the first 3. It was like mine's like Rub, like 376.
Rub.
Yeah, it is. My last one was Pi, but it was like R U F, and then like
rough.
3 random fucking letters.
Ah. All right. So in this video here, there was a man, looks like a construction worker, arguing with the ticket lady. You know, she gave him a ticket because they were over. They showed up just at the time, and he's arguing like, oh, no, don't give me a ticket. The other guy gets out of the car, goes in the back, gets a chainsaw.
Holy shit.
And chainsaws down the parking meter.
Holy
shit. Now, that's being upset over a ticket. He took the chainsaw to the parking meter.
Where is this again?
Cut it in half in New York.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah, that's where the crazy people live.
Mm-hmm.
We're safe in the Midwest.
Yeah, we just have meth.
And I can't believe how
and
bad
STDs.
And apparently a shitload of blow.
Yeah, apparently.
Meth, blow, and STDs. All right, come to the Midwest.
East Coast has crazy people chainsaws and artificial marijuana deaths.
West Coast has...
And Legos.
Hey, bro.
Brushing up on the beach.
Bro.
And they have the Dutch Trojan horse in Florida. So that counts.
All right, and so that'll do it for news, but I just remembered one thing. Andy, didn't you have a story you want to share?
Oh, with, the Tom one?
Yeah, I just remembered this, so might as well do it now.
Yeah, what the hell? Good exeter. All right, so at work, we have a big old black guy. His name's Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our buddy Tom thought it'd be a great idea to be George Washington Carver for Halloween.
Oh my God, I know
exactly.
This
sounds like a great idea.
I know exactly
so
where this is going.
He comes up to me, he's like, hey, if I were to paint my face black, would that be racist? And yeah. I was like, coming from a white person, I think that would be hilarious, but very racist. He goes up and tells Rock, and Rock flips shit. And Tom's like, what I mean black? Like, he did not help his fucking argument. He's like, not shoe polish black like you, Black Rock. And then Rock just gave him all this shit. And then as I'm leaving, he's like, I hate it when Rock yells at me. And in my head, I'm like, Tom, come on, man. You got to know better.
Oh, my God.
If you're going to do something, do it without consulting the biggest, blackest guy at Panera. Yeah. Gary's not there anymore, right?
Yeah, Gary. Okay, we think Gary got fired for harassment.
Okay,
really?
Yeah. Sexual harassment?
No, just harassment. Regular. Because he would always call me and he'd be like jackass, but
yeah,
I was all right with it. I didn't care.
Yeah,
because it was our store.
He always made me take out the trash for all of the ladies, and I'm like,
he always had horrible breath.
Anyway, on the racism thing there, I remember one time Dylan came into work and Emily Hawk was working, and he's like. I don't know if he just didn't get it, but he goes, why do I always have to work with the beaner? we're like, Dylan, that is not cool, man.
Didn't he else say it about the black guys with Andre and Adrian?
He's like, I always have to work with the black guys.
and Andre's this huge fucking dude, like tall and wide, and Adrian, or no, that was Adrian.
Adrian, yeah.
Andre was like this, he would fuck your shit up in prison guy.
Yeah, and we're just like, Dylan, why?
Did you know that those two guys double-teamed Miranda in Adrian's van?
Yep.
Yeah.
I did know that.
Nice.
Miranda's not going to listen to this.
Yeah.
So.
I hope you do.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, what? No. I'm going to get you guys for, what is that, libel or is it slander?
Libel.
Slander. It's slander when it's
You're a whore.
Verbal. Yeah, when it's verbal. When it's printed.
When it's printed. We can do libel, though, too.
Yeah.
We can't. Why stop at just slander?
Yeah, it's the internet.
Let's dig our grave deeper.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, so I mean, come on.
Yeah. You can probably fist.
We have witnesses, two of them.
Double fist. Like
that. All right, so on that note, that's going to do it for the podcast for this week. Remember, you can find us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
Please.
We like you, so like us.
Please.
Like us on Facebook and get all our updates, some funny things that we post. I post a stream on there. You can find me playing Pokemon, you know, because that's what I do with my life. And then you can also...
I generally don't post anything.
I
post.
Try.
Yeah, I'll just be there. And usually if I post something random, it's on Twitter. Our Twitter is at 3HitComboPC. The number 3, PC stands for podcast.
Got it.
Find us there. You can email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. Find us on GPXGaming.net.
We're now on the front page.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Manny.
Thanks, Manny.
He listens to this while doing the dishes, so if you're listening to this while doing the dishes, you missed a spot. You suck at doing the dishes.
You're going to get a phone call.
How did you know?
What? He just drops the glass. He's like, I fucking broke a cup.
I'm going to wake up in my sleep here and then like drop the glass. I'm like, oh, no. All right, so for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out.
Sounding out.
Thank you.